MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Nesan Nair, portfolio manager, Sasfin Securities. Nesan, appreciate the early morning time. Anglo-American Platinum, it's like a flashback to 2007, 2008, those special dividends, except this dividend was giant. I mean, 70 Rand dividend, special dividend, 105 Rand. That's a 10% dividend yield just at the interim stage. This is what you expect your miners to do when the commodity prices are booming. But wow, the market liked it. It's great to be a shareholder.
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, Simon. What a wonderful set of results from Amplat. I mean, you know, it's been coming for quite some time now. But, you know, I just looked at the headline sort of numbers as well, just to get some context. 43 billion Rand interim earnings. I mean, yeah. That's phenomenal. I mean, I can't imagine another South African sort of based company generating that sort of money. At the interim stage, you know, so I just thought to myself, you know, it's obviously Rand basket price, as you mentioned, a dollar basket price, actually, $2,900. So, you know, one's got to put that into context. But it just goes to show you, you know, what these mining companies are capable of. And if we enable them even further, you know, the sort of foreign exchange they could bring into the country, not just for the benefit of shareholders, obviously, but also for the benefit of the country.
Yeah. Someone on my Twitter, Martin Tach, was saying, you know, is this perhaps the biggest dividend ever? I think it is, because they paid out all 43 billion. And of course, Treasury is licking their lips as well. Dividend tax, income, you know, all the other taxes coming with it. The other big story yesterday, Tiger Brands recalling some tins. As my sign engineer says, you probably got more chance of winning the lotto than getting a bad tin from the Tiger Brands. But, you know, on the heels of the Listerosis, I mean, is this something that indicates a trend, or are we being a little overly nasty? I mean, they've got recall insurance, which I didn't know existed, but I mean, it's probably not going to hurt them financially, but reputation.
Yeah, you know, I scratched my head when I saw that. The result, that announcement came out quite early in the morning on a Monday, and you think to yourself, you know, not another scandal with Tiger Brand.
Yeah,
you know, surely. You know, when I read through it, leaking tins, I've never come across something like that. Faulty welding in cans, and I just thought to myself, you know, and they did go through a great sort of trouble of providing a proper explanation as to exactly what happened and things. And but still, too, Simon, you know, you don't expect there must be some sort of quality control within Tiger Brands. If you're buying packaging material from a third party provider, surely there's a process that's followed in order to determine whether or not, you know, these are going to be safe for food packaging. And that was sort of absent in the explanation. And, you know, so we don't know to what extent the culpability exists with the supplier of the packaging or with them. But in any event, I mean, they have taken the sort of drastic step of bringing back these, returning these 20 million cans and making sure that they're safe for production. But, you know, I just, the first thing that sort of caught my eye was, it's not a blood scandal with Tiger Brands. This is not going to be, you know, a sign of things to come.
Yeah, at least, as you point out, they handled this one better. That sense had a lot of detail. The Listerosis seemed a bit head in sand. Quick last question, just chatting with Liberty 2 Degrees there. I got to say, I was not expecting such a good, and it's not brilliant, but for super regionals, I thought there would be a little more pressure. That result looked better to me than certainly I was expecting.
Yeah, sort of 15-odd cents, the interim stage. A share is at, what, 4.90? They listed at 10 Rand. You know, I'm also inclined to believe that the property companies have been punished substantially more than, you know, what the earnings are going to tell us. So, you know, they're probably on a recovery stage. But one thing's for sure, you know, there's not going to be, not everyone is going to survive this pandemic, certainly as far as listed property is concerned. And I suppose, you know, Liberty 2 Degrees in that super regional space, that high end, you know, Saturn City, Eastgate, Melrose Arch, there's going to, the market's expecting there to be, you know, a secular change in rentals there and probably pressure on rentals to come down. So, I think there's still, the jury's still very much out on these big property companies at the moment. And I think that's what you're seeing in the share price, notwithstanding the improvement in earnings that we've seen now.
Yep, and I take your point. This is a pick and choose, not a sort of take them all. It's Nesson Nair, portfolio manager, Sasfin Securities. Appreciate the early morning. This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.